WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. We've got a look at a couple of legislative success stories from this year's General Assembly, including funding for affordable housing and eviction reform. In the latest Democracy in Peril forum at JMU, the former head of the federal government's ethics agency says President Trump is the most corrupt president in modern history. And with the Cavaliers men's team in the Final Four, we have a preview of Saturday night's matchup with Auburn. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, April 5th. Governor Ralph Northam may be dealing with scandal, but he also notched several major successes this week. One is increased funding for affordable housing, as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Late last year, the governor proposed a budget that had $19 million for the Housing Trust Fund, which helps finance affordable housing. By the time all the scandals exploded and the budget smoke cleared, the trust fund contribution was whittled down to $14 million. But the governor asked the Republican-led General Assembly to find some more money. House Appropriations Chairman Chris Jones.
You know, we picked up more money between the time we left and we came back here. So the governor used those savings to invest in other areas in our state government, and one of them was for the Housing Trust Fund.
About $4 million that had been set aside for natural disaster declarations was never used. So Republicans and Democrats worked together to move that unspent hurricane relief to the Housing Trust Fund. Delegate Alfonso Lopez is a Democrat from Arlington who introduced the legislation creating the trust fund back in 2016.
We're reaching a tipping point across Virginia. If we don't do more, significantly more, the lack of affordable housing in our region will start to affect the long-term economic vitality of the entire Commonwealth.
The final version of the budget still ended up with less money for the Housing Trust Fund than Governor Ralph Northam wanted, but it ended up a lot closer to his goal than when lawmakers left Richmond in February. I'm Michael Pope.
Another legislative success story, reporting from the New York Times, brought attention to Virginia's eviction crisis. And so a bipartisan group of lawmakers responded. In just 1 year, the General Assembly passed a suite of legislation to bring some clarity to the eviction process and give renters a second chance. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain has details.
One issue tackled by lawmakers, a situation where there is no lease. Christy Mara, an attorney with the Virginia Poverty Law Center, says landlords can take advantage of tenants that way.
Especially in the more rural communities where things are, from what my legal aid attorneys out in those communities say, often done with a handshake still.
The new law requires landlords offer a written lease. Senator Jennifer McClellan supports another change, a limit on eviction lawsuits. Before, a landlord could file a new lawsuit for each month of missed rent.
Each lawsuit has court costs, fees, attorney's fees, and that really can snowball. And so one of the bills now says you can only file one lawsuit at a time.
Mara says many of these changes represent best industry practice, and now those practices will be legally enforceable.
It will mostly impact people with lower incomes who don't have as many choices, so they are often unable to afford to rent from the reputable property management groups.
The final push before the laws take effect this summer is education. The Virginia Poverty Law Center is holding trainings in April for tenant advocates. I'm Mallory Nopain.
The University of Virginia men's basketball team is getting ready to play Auburn in the Final Four on Saturday night. Virginia Public Radio's Greg Eklund reports from Minneapolis.
UVA sophomore forward Austin Castro has played in only 11 of the team's 36 games this season, but as a Charlottesville native, he turned down opportunities to play elsewhere and played last year without a scholarship. Last January, he was awarded a scholarship, and it was his biggest individual moment. His biggest team moment? That's easy. Last weekend's victory over Purdue that propelled the Cavaliers to the men's Final Four.
Just because of how we did it, and this whole season has, after last season, has definitely made us more unified and shown what you can do together.
What happened last year was well documented. UVA became the first number one seed to lose to a number 16 seed when UMBC knocked the Cavaliers out of the NCAA tournament. But they turned it around and are in the Final Four for the first time since 1984. In Minneapolis, I'm Greg Eklund.
Charlottesville is conducting a survey of residents for their reaction to the electric scooters and bikes that began operating in the city in November. The online survey seeks the public's opinion of the devices, which are part of the Dockless Mobility Pilot Program adopted by City Council. That program expires July 31st. In Harrisonburg, City Council approved rules in January prohibiting scooters from being ridden on downtown sidewalks and restricting more than one person from riding a single scooter at a time. The Charlottesville survey is online at charlottesville.org/dockless. Finally today, the latest forum in the Democracy in Peril series at James Madison University focused on ethics in Washington, WMRA's Anna Saunders reports.
Walter Schaub Jr. served in the U.S. Office of Government Ethics under the Bush administration before becoming the department's head under Barack Obama. Last night, he returned to his alma mater to talk about ethics in Washington and how he believes it has gone astray during Donald Trump's presidency. Schaub resigned from his post of director after several clashes with Trump. In his talk, Schaub even referred to Trump as the most corrupt president in modern history, despite Trump's campaign promises of, quote, draining the swamp.
The phrase has always meant get rid of corruption, drain the government of corruption. He's sort of twisted that phrase to now mean get rid of people who don't agree with me.
Schaub blamed what he sees as increased polarization in the U.S. for a lack of accountability for the president.
Our country has become so polarized that they just don't care when it's their own guy and not the other person behaving a certain way.
Schaub now works as a senior advisor for Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, or CRU, a nonprofit group working to reduce the influence of money and restore ethics to Washington. Schaub's policy counsel, Gabe Lesra, said that although CRU works at the federal level, ethical accountability is also important at the local and state level.
And I think people have lost faith in government generally, and if they can see their local and state governments operating appropriately and ethically and accountably, then they'll believe that their federal government should be doing the same as well.
For WMRA News, I'm Anna Saunders.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your Friday.